Hello, and welcome back to Trashy Trashy. I'm your host, Erica Curry.
And I'm Cassandra Cardenas.
Oh my goodness, that had some flair to it.
It's been a long morning already, Erica. Why you trash this week?
My sink in my bathroom broke, so I have been washing my face and my hands and brushing my teeth in our kitchen sink.
I have a weird thing about, like, teeth brushing, you know, like where I can't watch other people brush their teeth or I will 100% throw up. Like, just there's a scene in Bring It On where they're like flirting over, they're flirting while they brush their teeth.
Yeah.
So like if I saw someone brushing their teeth in my kitchen, I would probably have to move. Because every time I'd be in there doing dishes, I'd be like,
I mean, it just shows me what a privilege having a bathroom sink is.
No kidding. Yeah.
I dropped my cell phone into the sink and that's what cracked.
Wait, you broke the sink?
I broke the sink.
With your stupid cell phone?
With my stupid big old cell phone. My brick of a phone.
Holy guacamole. That's so funny.
And why are you trash this week, Cass?
So one time, and I was like, 20, 21, who knows. I was in Denver and I went to like a 18 and over cowboy bar. I believe it's called the Grizzly Rose. And I went with one of my older cousins and a cowboy took a liking to me. He took a shine to me. And I was like, I was like a vegetarian at the time and was and still am like a liberal who's pretty disgusted by the ideas of stock shows and bull riding, which is quite literally what this man did for a living. But I had sex with him anyways, just to say I could fucking, just to say I've had sex with a cowboy.
You rode that bull.
Yeah. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. That was me that night.
So. That's pretty great. And that's how I grew up, was stock shows and bull riding. Ooh. And well, I've never ridden a bull, but I've been to many a bull ridings.
It's a culture in Colorado. Colorado's a weird place. Every time I'm like, oh yeah, I'm from Colorado, people are like, oh my God, so cool. Like, is it like awesome there? And I'm like, kinda, I guess. Like, it's like this weird cross between like cool liberal like breweries and then just like the wild fucking West cowboys and stuff. I mean, the fact that it's not a swing state anymore is shocking to me, but I definitely feel like I grew up a little bit more adjacent to the white trash side of things. Not every cowboy is white trash, but
no, yeah,
maybe.
Shout out to our cowboy listeners,
and a yeehaw to you, and also to you.
Hobby with you.
So I have a listener trash of the week.
Oh, which, exciting.
By the way, if you listen to this podcast and you're like, damn, this is why I'm trash this week, tweet at us. Write us on Instagram. Whatever you gotta do, because we will read this on air. So the thing is, we haven't like discussed the anonymity of this. So at this point, I'm going to keep it, you know, anonymous. Mm-hmm. But you're willing to let us know if you'd like to be attached to your Twitter or your name. I don't know. Or where you live. I'll say that. This person lives in Los Angeles. She got a thank you letter from a company that she purchased hemorrhoid cream from. And it said, thank you for choosing hemorrhoid cream from us on Amazon. We hope you enjoy it. This offer applies to the first purchase only. And she got if you get a 5-star review on this hemorrhoid cream, she'll get a $15 gift card. So she felt pretty trashy getting that personalized hemorrhoid cream message. And I thought that was pretty funny.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I do not know what hemorrhoids are. It's something to do with your butt.
Wow.
I don't know. I've heard about it. I'll make jokes, you know, hemorrhoid jokes, but I don't ever understand what it is.
Well, here's the problem. Hemorrhoids are terrible, and I have a feeling that anyone listening to this right now who does know what hemorrhoids are, which is probably most people, are like, oh no. So hemorrhoids are little like, I don't have the scientific word, so I'll just use like little butt things that are really painful, and they're like swollen veins in your lower rectum. Let's say that. And sometimes they hurt, sometimes they don't. if they're on the outside, they really fucking hurt, but they tend to bleed. So if you're ever down there just wiping and there's like some blood and you're like, oh, whoops, it might be a hemorrhoid. You might have a hemorrhoid, but... But yeah, sometimes they really hurt if they're on the outside, and hemorrhoid cream helps along with a high fiber diet, because, you know, then it's like you're pooping a bunch and your veins don't get swollen. Do you regret asking that question now?
A little bit, but I'm also really glad to know.
Yeah. And by the way, according to Google, very common. More than 3 million cases per year in the U.S. Almost like COVID.
Oh, almost like COVID.
I'm going to take a big old bite of my cereal and then I'm ready to go.
Mm. Sounds good. That's some cereal ASMR for the listeners.
Okay. Are you ready for the first story?
Yeah, you're being outrageous.
I'm sorry. We're recording so early. I've already worked out today. You know, I'm not wearing pants right now. I got no bra on. I'm in my wildest state, you know? Like when you see a child that's only like wearing a shirt and underwear and they just like are running around like a wild animal. That's me right now.
I'm wearing my podcast and caftan, also wearing no bra, feeling liberated.
Are you fully nude under the caftan?
No.
Oh, yeah. No, I think we both are, you know, we're older now. We have to at least wear chonies.
Chonies?
Yeah, chonies.
What is that?
It's underwear.
Oh!
Did you not grow up in a Hispanic household?
I guess I did not.
There's a Sublime lyric where he goes, take your chonies and... And like 10-year-old Cassandra was like, yes.
For those of you listening at home, that's two things Erica has not known.
Hemorrhoids and chonies close together. You need to get up on your butt stuff.
Take a drink.
Oh, goodness. That's funny. Okay, so here's our first story. According to mirror.co.uk... There was a woman who approached a photographer on social media saying like, hey, we should definitely collab. I love your work, blah, blah, blah. And then the photographer's like, yeah, definitely. Here are my prices. And she responded with, oh, no, I was looking for something for free, and then proceeded to make like insane demands.
I don't have any funds and would appreciate if we could just work something out and both be happy.
Right. It's just crazy to me. Oh, and have you ever... worked with someone for free, like trade-off kind of stuff?
Yes, I have worked for portfolio or traded off with somebody about something. Mm-hmm. And I have always been treated like that their art is more precious than what I can bring to the table.
Right. Is that a good thing?
No, I should value myself more like this woman does. But I think she's also valuing herself too much. She's total garbage.
Well, so what happened is that this guy was like, you know, you seem very genuine. So maybe what we can do is I have this old camera from my grandpa and I can like, we can test it out. And, you know, it kind of pitches something like really cool, like this really experimental kind of modeling experience for her. Yeah. And she's like, actually, I'm not trying to be your test dummy, but I'm willing to do that shoot if maybe like, you know, like you should probably hire a model and pay them for that. So if you'd like to hire me, I'll just like only charge like half of what you normally pay your models.
Which is outrageous. Like
the confidence. I want to know what she looks like.
Oh, yeah. I don't have images attached to this story. It's just the screenshots.
The texts.
Of the text. She also insists that the photographer pay for her makeup artist.
Oh, geez Louise.
After he recommended somebody that charges $45, which is pretty low for a makeup shoot. Like,
yeah.
A very reasonable price. The conversation gets more heated and the model says, wow, you seem very demanding for what you call a trade. I have to pay for my makeup too? Is this a modern type of slave labor? Fucking garbage person.
Yeah, so he said, you know what? I don't think this is going to work. I'm pretty sure that other photographers out there would be willing maybe to prove what you're looking for, but not me. I'm going to pass on this quote unquote trade. Good luck. And then she says, really? I need these pictures and you should help me. You know that I will look beautiful in all of them and that'd be great for you. Hello? Can you please respond rather than leaving me on scene? Never mind. It's your loss anyways. Just know that if you get any negative review, you know where it's coming from. Unprofessional. Like, whoa.
Yeah, she pulls out the nuclear option, which is a bad review.
Mm-hmm. That is the nuclear option these days.
Speaking of reviews, we would appreciate it if you could take your time to rate this podcast 5 stars and give us a review.
I love that.
It's
love
not
that.
For, It's not for our egos. It's to help other people find the show and for the show to grow so that you can spread the word.
It's, yeah. But also, I think we live in a climate where people don't like to do things for other people. And I think masks are a good example. So how about this? Leave us a review because it's going to make you better. Shit.
You get to practice your writing skills.
Uh-huh. Yep. There you go. There you go. I was like, fuck, it is for other people. God damn it. No, let me, how do we spin this?
You get to practice kindness.
Mm-hmm. Other people will see your review and go, oh, damn, like that's like a great review. Who is this person?
Yeah. Who is this brilliant writer? I should write a review and see if maybe I could get a flirt going in the review DMs.
Ooh, the review DMs, that's a hot and spicy place to for hookups. I don't know if you guys know this, but on iTunes, the trashy reviews, there's like, I think someone's already gotten married.
Yeah, it's the hottest singles bar in the world.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yeah, be there or be square. Am I right? Speaking of bars, the FDA, according to arsenica.com, that's a tough website to read. But the FDA has issued a warning saying, hey guys, don't drink hand sanitizer, especially the ones that are, not especially, just even if they're flavored or packaged in food and drink containers. Just BTW, which seems pretty obvious to me, but then I looked at the picture from the website, and we can post this on our Instagram, but like, yeah, this, in a beer can. It's hand sanitizer in a beer can. Like, who, FDA, you might be right, because I don't understand, not that I would drink hand sanitizer in a beer can, but like, why the fuck does this exist?
Have you had the hand sanitizer that smells like tequila?
I mean, all hand sanitizer smells like pure alcohol to me, so.
I'm just afraid, like, I keep a bottle in the car, and I'm afraid that, like, if I get pulled over, they're going to think I was drinking, because it smells like pure tequila.
I like those ones, though, because that's the one that makes me feel like it's really working. I have it's so weird. Like, I don't, if someone said to me, you know, New Year's Eve for 2020, and they said, hey, by the way, by September, you're going to know a lot of different flavors of hand sanitizer. I would have been like, bitch, fuck you, and go back to rubbing my feet. I get fucked.
I barely wash my hands in 2019. Yeah, totally. You know?
Totally. I mean, yeah. And I used to wait table. Yeah. I like the ones that smell like pure alcohol because I feel like they're working. There was one that I had that smelled like Dimetapp medicine. Do you remember Dimetapp?
Uh-huh.
And every time I would use it, I would gag. I think it's safe to say that like the older I get, I'm like gagging a lot more. And I like not in a sexual way, and just in a way of like, I think my sense of smell has heightened as my like ability to see and hear goes down. And so I just like, everything makes me throw up now. Not throw up, but like gag.
And not in the fun, you know, way you would say at a drag queen show, like, oh, I'm gagged. It's
no,
like actual gagging.
Yeah, it's like actual, like, I have to turn my head and look away at what I'm looking at right now, or I'm going to possibly throw up something.
Well, I think it's garbage that they advertise, like, children's snack pouches, which have, like, cartoons on them, and they are clearly aimed at children. And I know that when I was little, if something had, like, a cartoon on it, I was going to eat it.
Well, I guess I get, like, how do you put hand sanitizer in a package like that, though? Is it just, like, goop?
I guess it's just goop.
That's stupid. I see good intentions there, but it seems stupid.
I feel you. Oh, well.
Speaking of oh, well, NBCChicago.com has let us know that there was a Hurricane Laura, who just ripped through the South recently. She toppled a Confederate statue after there was a vote to keep it. Fuck you.
Nature said, fuck your heritage. And I love to see it.
Yeah. They said, sorry about your vote. You didn't count Laura's vote yet. Whoosh.
Hell hath no fury like a hurricane named after a woman.
Wow. Do they get named after men? I can't remember. I feel like the bad ones are always named after women.
I do too. I feel like they alternate the naming, but somehow it always seems like the worst ones. And bless,
there's a Paul in there, like a Hurricane Paul.
I mean, bless everyone that was in the hurricane's path, and we're so glad that you guys are okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they name hurricanes, but it just seems like it's always a woman's name.
Let me see. How do they name hurricanes? And by the way, that's number three of what Erica doesn't know. Drink. For Atlantic hurricanes, there's a list of male and female names, which are used on a 6-year rotation. So is that it? Did just do it? Like, we just name it?
I don't think they put a lot of thought into the hurricane. I mean, at least they don't. It's better than number. Like,
that's
hurricane
true.
Number one. So come on down.
So right now we're going through Hurricane Laura. So according to this list right in front of me, the next one's going to be Marco. So that's a boy. But like, I'm looking at some future names. And can you imagine like getting like just ripped to shreds by Hurricane Wilfred?
Is that seriously a potential hurricane name?
Yeah, yeah, that one's, if we have that many hurricanes before the end of the year, the last one of the year will be Wilfred. I don't totally understand, like what happens if we don't end up at the end of the list, or if they just always know that we have this many, but Wilfred is that. And then the first one of 2021 will be Hurricane Anna, followed by Hurricane Bill. This is just silly names. Hurricane
Very
Larry.
Silly. Hurricane Larry sounds like he's your estranged uncle that you only see every 5 years. But when he comes in, he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. He's got a shit ton of gifts for you. He's got amazing drinking stories, but yet is somehow always between gigs.
No, and your mom refers to him as, here comes Hurricane Larry.
Yes.
But then her sister shows up and is like, and Hurricane Odette is here too, because that's another one for 2021.
When I was like 18 and trying to write stand-up jokes, I used to have a joke about Amber Alert, which is terrible, because I was like, I get Amber Alerts on my phone and I just think about some bitch that's like raging through the sorority house with like one shoe on and torn leggings because Amber's here. And I had like an act out. It was so tacky.
I like the idea of just like if you are living in a sorority with an Amber, and on the rare occasions that there is an Amber Alert, everyone has to suddenly drop everything they're doing, cancel your plans, because we need to do, like, we all need to take 12 shots because it's an Amber Alert.
It's an Amber Alert. Yeah.
I mean, I guess we don't even need to be in a sorority. I've met an Amber in my life, so I guess I could just start doing that. Although that's really fucked up when you think about like why an Amber Alert exists. So maybe we don't make the Amber Alert game, but like just think about it, you know?
Oh, man. Our next story comes to us from the New York Post.
So this woman, she says, I found out my ex cheated on me from his wedding announcement. Nikita Moreno, 30, learned why her own marriage unraveled because she saw the New York Times publishes a vows feature about Robert and Lauren, his new beau. And according to the article, their relationship started in January 2017 and that he had never been married. But Nikita says, that's funny. We were married in 2017, we didn't actually split up until divorcing officially until 2018. And I never knew why, but now I do.
Because I read it in the Times.
That's rough.
That is tough. When asked about a relationship, it seems that Robert said no harm was done. Like, he had like no comment basically and was like, I never cheated. And it's like, well, the timelines don't add up, motherfucker.
Yeesh. Yeah, that sucks. That would be a bummer.
Yeah, that's a real garbage move.
Yeah, a real garbage move.
Have you ever been cheated on?
I was gonna ask you the same question. I have to say I have. I don't know for a fact because I never like caught it, you know, but like I dated this guy, my like high school sweetheart, and he cheated on people that he was dating with me. So I would have to be a fool to think that he didn't cheat on me with other people.
Right.
Even though he said, well, I don't have to cheat on you because we hook up all the time, which to 16-year-old Cassandra was like, makes sense.
Checks the box.
Oh, yeah, of course. That was those girls' problem. So I must have been cheated on. And I know that I've dated some dudes who have probably, you know, had some active text messages behind my back. But you know what? Whatever. I mean, not whatever. Cheating sucks. Don't do it. But I'm just saying I'm not dating any of those people anymore. So like, whatever.
Yeah.
Have you been cheated on?
I am 98% sure that one of my high school boyfriends cheated on me, but he like later married that woman. So it's kind of like, all right, it wasn't in our stars.
Yeah, totally. It's, I mean, like cheating sucks, but like if they end up marrying that person, it's like, aw.
Yeah. It's kind of like I was the obstacle in their love story.
Yeah.
So I'm fine.
Yeah, totally. There's a fuck. I don't want to tell this story wrong, but there's a friend of mine whose mom always references an old relationship that she was in prior to my friend's dad. And he cheated on her. And so whenever she thinks back on that, she's like, well, he cheated on me, but now he's dead. So good thing he cheated on me and we got a divorce, because otherwise I would have a dead husband.
Oh my God. That's heavy.
And I'm like, what a fuck. I mean, she says it like, but he's dead now. And so I'm like, just a very light anecdote. I'm like, holy shit. That's fucking crazy.
That's heavy.
Yeah. Yeah, but I like it. I like that energy.
Wow. I don't know. I, one time, while in a relationship, was kissed by somebody else.
Ooh.
I know. And then I, in the moment, kissed back.
Yeah, of course.
And then stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So I think technically I am a cheater. I later told that person. I told the current, you know, the boo. We did break up, but for unrelated reasons. It was just time. But I definitely feel like I was, I think I'm a cheater.
I have had almost the exact same scenario, except, well, doesn't matter. The point is that I told them. And we didn't break up, but then we did. So unrelated. So, you know, no one's perfect. Certainly not your hosts on Trashy Trashy Podcast.
No,
we're far from it.
I feel like, yeah, I'm garbage. I'm the garbage person of the week for doing that. But
yeah, man, look at us.
I've forgiven myself.
I have forgiven myself as well. I don't think I would do it again, for what it's worth, you know?
I would. It got me out of like a relationship that I wasn't supposed to be in. So.
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah, that I'm saying like in the future, like, I mean, I'm single. I gotta fucking, you know, clear up my, gotta make sure I come off looking okay in this.
Oh yeah, of course. Shine some light on Cass's name. I can't be seen
as this big fucking cheater.
I am in a relationship of 8 years or something. So boring.
Oh wow.
Nobody would want to cheat with me anymore.
They'd be like, "Are you sure? Like this? I don't want to. I feel weird about it.
I feel weird about this. Like, I know about your relationship." I do like it when somebody sends me like a flirt, like if a guy's flirting with me in a bar, and then I'm like, "Hey, that guy was flirting with me in a bar," and Winston's like, "Yeah, still got it."
Yeah, that's I like that amount of support.
Yeah, he makes me feel supported.
There's a new like thing that I didn't know was a thing until it like happened to me, and apparently like a fuckboy move is to not just slide in your DMs, but to like send your own picture to you as they slide in your DMs, you know? Like rather than commenting on the picture, they'll like send it to you and be like, "Looking good." And it's like, what?
Oh,
like,
so that way they're not publicly leaving a comment.
Yeah. So like I posted a picture, you know, like early in quarantine of me and like a poolside in Vegas and like them swanging tatties is out. So someone like, I had a couple people like send me that picture to be like, "Hey, what's up?" And I'm just like, why are you sending me the picture? I posted it. And then I saw a meme like 2 days later be like, "Real fuckboys do this." And I was like, "Oh my God, this is a thing? Why? What does that mean? Like, I just posted the picture. If you slide into my DMs after I post that picture, I know what we're talking about."
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a detective for the timeline.
Yeah. You don't need to be like, "Hey, I saw this picture of your boobies." Like, hi.
Speaking of detectives.
Oh, yeah. Nice, Serica. On Oh No, They Didn't, livejournal.com. It's probably just livejournal.com. Marisol Nichols, who is on the CW show Riverdale, or was for 4 years, playing Hermione Lodge. Turns out in real life, she's an FBI agent fighting sex trafficking.
Yeah, she is literally embedded in Hollywood to monitor the sex traffic mafias.
I can't. Do I need to join the FBI to become a series regular, Erica? Are you fucking serious?
I mean, she's taking the jobs. Like, I'm so happy she's doing what she's doing, and obviously sex trafficking and pedophilia should be brought down, but she's taking our jobs.
I just think I'm like, I can barely get an audition or like make money. And then she's like, yeah, I'm on the FBI, but yeah, I'll do like a Hollywood thing. Like, certainly they must have like collaborated with Riverdale to be like, hey, can you give this bitch a part? Like, she needs to be in here. Or did she actually earn it?
I think she actually earned it. That's what's crazy.
Crazy. That's yeah. crazy. Kudos, I guess, Mary Soul. That's fucking nuts to me.
I mean, I think she booked it. Otherwise, like,
oh, that wait, would maybe I'm reading the timeline wrong. It says Mary Soul started to collaborate with the FBI in 2012. Okay, so maybe she was already an actress. And then the FBI was like, hey, we like your style. Would you like to be part of this? And she's like, yeah.
Hey, FBI, I would love to be an undercover agent. I would be the worst undercover agent there has ever been. I would be, I would somehow tweet like hashtag undercover today. I would be the worst.
It's crazy. Like, I have heard like, that there's people who don't know that their family members work for like the CIA or the FBI until after they're dead.
Yeah, I have a relative that I still don't know what they did in the service. And I'm pretty sure like they did some top secret shit because they do not talk about it.
Wow.
And it's not like I watched my platoon die. I don't talk about it. It's like, yeah, I was this blank boring job. And I'm like, mm-mm.
Did you see when Uncle Larry like accidentally stubbed his toe? He started cursing in Mandarin. What was up with that?
Yeah, like some secret agent shit.
Why did he do that? No, did you see when Mom almost dropped the turkey and Uncle Larry caught it without even looking? That was weird, right?
That was weird.
I noticed that Uncle Larry has 3 cell phones.
My dad used to carry 2 cell phones around because he would have a work cell phone and then his personal cell phone because he didn't want to do, you know,
you can't work. Mess with work and play.
Yeah. But I was like, Dad, you look like a drug dealer. Like wearing his overalls. And I was like, Dad, in my mind, I was like, he looks like a drug dealer, like a hillbilly drug dealer.
In my head, Erica Curry's father living in Oklahoma has like the phone clips on the belt.
They were in his front pocket of his overalls.
2 phones in front pocket.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
this is
crazy.
When phones were smaller. Remember when phones were slim? They were giant Razors. And then they were mm-hmm. tiny and now they're getting back to big.
I mean, I like them big.
I like
did
them
you,
big too. I like them big enough to
it?
Break a sink. You know what I mean?
That's a little too big for me. But did you ever have a pink razor?
Oh, I had a silver razor.
Gosh, sorry.
Yeah, I wasn't that cool. I wanted the pink one so badly.
Yeah, I had a pink one.
Ugh,
yeah.
Damn it,
that's
Cass.
That's how you knew I gave blowjobs.
Maybe that's why I had the silver one.
Anal. Speaking of anal, ooh, just kidding. But according to the AV Club, Herman Cain, who is still definitely dead from COVID-19, is still tweeting. He already did it. And I think we may have already talked about it. I can't remember. But he's done it. And now he's still doing it.
Yeah. Herman Cain died on July 30th, 2020 from coronavirus. But yet, while still dead on August 12th, he tweeted from beyond the pale veil to attack Joe Biden in support of President Trump.
So crazy. Trump proved not to be some kind of necromancer, as the tweet was soon attributed to his daughter and family per the rebranded legally questionable Cain Gang on the account's profile page. And then he came out on August 31st, reaching out again, assuring us that COVID-19 might not be as deadly as we thought. He's dead.
Died on July 30th.
It might not be as deadly as we thought. I mean, I died from it.
I contracted it at the Tulsa rally.
This is crazy. I mean, it's not crazy. It's obviously, it's not so crazy as like this. His zombie fingers are still tweeting. It's more like, what is his family doing? His family, like in earnest, can honestly send out a tweet that says COVID-19 is fine. Like,
I
what
know.
The fuck?
I know. It's such garbage.
That's some real shit.
We buried my grandfather with his cell phone, and we got a call from that cell phone because it was kind of like a family joke.
Erica, fuck you. You did not get a phone call from that cell phone.
somebody in the family got a call, and I think it was just like, I don't know. I'm just saying, we got a call from the cell phone. Nobody was on the other line, but it happened.
That's so fucking scary. My heart's beating faster right now thinking about that. That sounds like a lie.
Well, we laugh because it was like a butt dial, like a beyond the grave butt dial, which is something he did often while being alive.
You can't butt dial someone without your fucking body moving.
I don't know. I don't know.
I feel nauseous right now.
Oh, that's I thought this was going to be like a cute anecdote.
What the fuck is cute about your dead grandpa being buried with his cell phone and then someone getting a fucking call from the phone?
I'm 99% sure we got a phone call from beyond the pale.
Oh, that's so scary. Oh, speaking of scary, according to USA Today, looks like Kid Rock got married to Loretta Lynn. Who's Loretta Lynn?
Country music icon Loretta Lynn.
Oh,
coal miner's daughter.
Is what?
Coal miner's daughter. Sissy Spacek played her in a movie called Coal Miner's Daughter based on her life. Loretta Lynn is an icon.
She's 88 years old.
Yes, she is. So,
well, Kid Rock looks about 88.
Yeah. Boom! Nailed it.
How old is Kid Rock?
He's got to be close to 50.
49. Very close to 50.
Ooh, that's a fun game. Guess the age.
Okay, how old do you think Bob Seger is? Because people also search for.
78.
Ooh, 75. Sorry. Sheryl Crow, how old do you think she is?
51.
58. Damn, Erica. Is this a fun game?
No.
This is crazy.
It was a vow renewal for Crystal, one of Loretta Lynn's relatives' daughter. And so while they were there, Kid Rock was watching the Hillbilly Soiree, and they just said, well, why don't we just go ahead? They'd always joked about getting married. So then they had the preacher come over and just do a little ceremony.
But it's hashtagged tabloid fodder. What does that mean?
It means...
Do you not know what fodder means either?
I don't. I don't either. I know
what, damn it.
It's like the definition of pornography. Like, I know it when I see it, but I don't know how to define it.
Noun. Coarse food for livestock. That can't be the definition we're looking for.
Nope.
Oh, no, it is. Fodder for it, raw material. Fodder for a comedian's routine. So maybe it is. So yeah. When they say it's tabloid fodder, it means tabloid slop.
Yeah. I mean, it was just a gag, I think. Like, I don't think they actually signed paperwork and registered it within the state of Tennessee, but it seems like just for funsies, Loretta Lynn and Kid Rock get married.
I would never get married to Kid Rock for fun.
I
would only
why.
Get married to Kid Rock seriously.
I don't understand Kid Rock and Loretta Lynn's friendship, much less their fake marriage.
He's wearing, like, I'm looking at the pictures from this, from Taylor Lynn Fingers Instagram, whoever that is. And he's wearing, like, overalls with no shirt, doy, with some sort of, like, person's face drawn on the overalls. She's seated in a chair.
Because
she's got a ring.
She's 88
she's
years 88. Old.
Yeah. No, of course. That makes sense. I mean, he had a ring for her, unless that's just her ring. It looks like his ring. This is stupid. Fuck you, Kid Rock.
How dare you take Loretta Lynn away from us?
God damn.
I thought I had a shot, is all I'm saying.
I just got her. I just got her on this podcast, and she's already been taken away.
Oh, well. Speaking of taken away.
Nice. LATimes.com has a story about the FBI launching an investigation after an American Airlines pilot said that he saw what appeared to be a man flying with a jetpack Sunday night near LAX, the Los Angeles International Airport. They've got a tower, American 1997. We just passed a guy in a jetpack. And the tower operator, cool as a cucumber, American 1997. Okay, thank you. Were they off to your left or your right side? So this to me says that this happens often.
I mean, they were at 3,000 feet. That's above a mile.
Nice. Can you get how high? Like, and on a jetpack, if your jets go, you're gonna die. It's a big fall.
That's a huge fall.
Like, even into the ocean, you probably die, right?
Oh, for sure. The impact alone from a mile? I don't know. I've heard stories of people that have fallen with and their parachute hasn't worked. And they've lived, but...
But don't they just, they live because their fucking tandem person dies?
No, this is like solo jumpers.
What? I've never heard of that.
I've heard stories where they went completely, like, they passed out, so they went completely limp. And so because they weren't tensed up when they hit the ground, they've lived.
Oh, please. I've heard stories that your grandpa called someone from beyond the grave. I don't buy a word coming out of your mouth anymore.
Cass, are you calling me a goddamn liar?
I'm saying that you don't fucking live so jumping solo when your parachute doesn't work.
We'll Google it.
I don't buy it. Fucking buy it.
Yeah, they were 3,000 feet up in the air, and they were about 300 yards or so off the left side. And the LA traffic controller said at one point, only in LA.
That's a nice way to put it. You know what's fucked up is that I don't subscribe to the New York Times. I do subscribe to the New York Times. I don't subscribe to the LA Times. So I tried to click on another website that would show me what these jetpacks look like, and it's asking for money. So I guess I'll never know.
We'll never know. Did you see that David Blaine did a stunt this week?
I didn't see that, but I feel like some random app that I have that is definitely stealing all my information as we speak. I can't remember what it was, but it was something really random and strange. But it literally, I think it meant like Grubhub or something was like, don't miss David Blaine's stunt this weekend. And I'm like, fuck you, Grubhub. I don't give a fuck about David Blaine. Why would you say that to me?
So he tied himself to balloons and went up into the air, like really, really, really far up in the air, and then popped all the balloons, basically, and dropped from an absorbent height, like a crazy height. I don't know the exact height. Bigger than 3,000 feet.
And let me guess, he passed out, went limp, and lived.
No, he got his parachute to work and lived to tell the tale.
What's the point of that? He flew over the Arizona desert.
Yeah, the monuments.
Like, cool, bro. Hey, do you want to guess how old David Blaine is?
53.
48.
47. Oh, all right. I'm within the ballpark. Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. So he just, can you imagine being married to this guy?
David Blaine? No.
Yeah, like no. 100% eye contact through sex always, for sure.
Ugh.
I don't think he functions any other way. Like the only other option is like, if you guys are doing a doggy style, like he'll like flex and look in the mirror like American Psycho. I feel really, really confident about what I have just said.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, yeah. Like penis size, probably average. Okay, not too small, not too big. Hairy chest. I just know this stuff, Erica. And like, then he would like have weird eye contact sex with you and then be like, okay, I've got to go do pull-ups with one arm because I need to make sure that I can hold on to all these balloons. And then you don't see him for days.
His daughter was out there at the, you know, when they were like prepping for it and she was like holding balloons. Is she gonna do it too? I got concerned. I don't know. I think David Blaine's kind of garbage, but
what's the over under that he requested to deliver his own daughter and then the doctor was like, "Can you fuck off?"
Oh, 70%.
That's funny.
But only if he could film it.
Oh god, yeah. He's like, "I've got a live ABC special that I need to do and I was thinking for my next trick, I would have my pregnant wife disappear into the Statue of Liberty and come out with the baby." So according to twofab.com, this woman got blacklisted after going for a stroll on an airplane wing because she was too hot.
A Ukrainian mother of two has reportedly been blacklisted after flying when she was captured on video taking a casual stroll along the airplane wing. She used the emergency exit row to get some air because she was too hot.
I mean, the plane had landed, you know?
Yeah, so, I think that's an important detail to make sure people understand.
I think so too, because I did need to make sure, but she was just too hot. And she like, I mean, let her off the plane. So the aircraft landed and almost all the passengers got off and she walked almost all the way from the tail to the emergency exit row, opened the door and went out. And she left her two kids. They were already outside the plane and they were like, "That's our mom." Yeah. Apparently she had neither drugs or alcohol in her system, but she was just too hot. You don't need drugs and alcohol in your system to maybe have a little bit of an episode.
Yeah, I've had moments when I'm flying where I wanted to kick the back of seats and just flip the fuck out, but I have never thought about opening an emergency exit door.
You remember when we were flying home from Barcelona and we were on our way into Canada? Yeah, or Did we land in Canada or did we land in like Minneapolis? I don't know. We landed somewhere cold. The turbulence was crazy. And I remember us looking at each other. And I think I said something along the lines of like, I know planes crash. I just don't really want to be on one that does. Or I said something along those lines because I was fucking scared on that flight. And you were like, don't worry. A plane has never crashed because of turbulence.
It's true.
But now I don't believe you.
I have shattered my reputation on this podcast today.
Yeah, you're an unreliable source until further notice. I mean, we didn't crash, obviously, but like, I was fucking scared on that flight.
As you should have been. It was scary.
The scary fucking flight.
Cass, do you know what time it is?
Ooh, tell me.
It's time for the dumpster fire of the week.
Help, help, someone's in the dumpster. I'm burning alive. I'm sorry. Just, you know, it gets away from me sometimes. So, according to news1.com, the person now formally known as Jess La Bombera on Thursday published an open letter of sorts on Medium under her real name, Jessica A. Krug, and admitted that she has been pretending to be Black.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how else to like put that. She says, Krug wrote about her experience as a white Jewish child in suburban Kansas City under various assumed identities within a Blackness that I had no right to claim. She said as she feigned North African Blackness before pretending to be a Black American and then finally settling on Caribbean-rooted Bronx Blackness.
And she was a professor and an educator.
This is just like that other lady. Who's Rachel, that other lady?
Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah, so because she, Rachel Dolezal was the head of like an NAACP chapter in Washington, I think. And it's just like, I mean, this is my question when I hear about these things is like, how many people are doing this out there that we don't know about?
I mean, I feel like people are appropriating Black culture in so many ways. I mean, look at poor Adele earlier this week with her
guacamole,
with her, you know, Bantu knots and whatnot. But people are on the internet, they're blackfishing, which is like catfishing, but trying to make themselves appear Black. I mean, look at Ariana Grande. Like, she's a white woman.
Oh, you've gone there now.
I said it.
Is she Italian, that Ariana
She's
Grande?
Italian.
Okay, but she doesn't claim to be not Italian, but she does, as Pete Davidson said in his stand-up special for Netflix, paint herself brown.
Yes.
So that's a thing. This Jessica A. Krug said, I am not a culture vulture. I am a culture leech. She seems to be like having like a big moment of just like, what the fuck have I done? It's, first of all, it's not my place to say like that's good enough and that like her guilt even fucking matters.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, this is a dumpster.
It's a mess. And I don't know how to approach it fully because it's like, it's obviously not my culture she's appropriating, but it is a garbage thing to do.
Yeah. This woman tweeted, I think her name, well, it's her Twitter name, Anna Yelsey Velasco Sanchez, says, turns out Afro-Latina activist Jess La Bombera from the Bronx is actually real-life culture vulture and white woman Jessica Krug from Kansas. All we are is tan, some hoops, and a shitty accent. We are nothing but costumes to some of y'all. Discover your own personhood.
It's intense. I mean, like you said, I wonder how many people out there are doing this.
Yeah, because Rachel Dolezal now, who is the original one, I think, she's getting like a documentary, isn't she?
I've seen it, yeah.
Oh, she already has a documentary.
She had a documentary about her, yeah.
And what she did?
Uh-huh.
Way to capitalize on being a fucking idiot and a monster. Like, the thing is that, like you said, like, this isn't my culture that she's appropriating, so, like, I don't really have the right words for this. You guys, will you knock it off with this kind of stuff?
Don't become our dumpster fire of the week. Just quit it.
Knock it off. Stop it. That is no.
She even gave lectures about like African dysphoria, Black suffering, and she uses the N-word freely in her lecturing.
Don't do that. She says, I have not only claimed these identities as my own when I had absolutely no right to do so, when doing so is the very epitome of violence, of thievery and appropriation, of the myriad ways in which non-Black people continue to use and abuse Black identities and cultures. but I have formed intimate relationships with loving, compassionate people who have trusted and cared for me when I have deserved neither trust nor caring. What changed? Why did she decide to come out and do this? How long has she been doing this? It's like, I guess she's like trying to practice what she preaches a little bit, but also, what the fuck took so long? What is the point?
I don't know what she hopes to, I mean, I hope she's truly sorry and is trying to make amends, but this has been her whole adult identity. I don't know where she goes from here.
On her bio, her old author bio is, Jess Krug is an unprecedented, an unreformed child of the hood.
Yikes. With capital Y.
She said she called for herself to be canceled and said that she would absolutely cancel. I would absolutely cancel myself. But is what she said. Like, are you getting ahead of it? And is that like the almost like the anti-cancellation to say, well, I would cancel me. And then suddenly people are like, what?
No, you're still canceled.
She had an op-ed about Puerto Rico that she apparently penned for Essence under her real name and described herself in part as imagining the radical possibilities for Black freedom. Did she use both names? What the sucks.
It sucks. Like, there's no real words. I'm so sick of people appropriating Black suffering and African-American culture. She really stepped in it.
Something like this, she just must have been keeping her up at night, and she was like, time to go on the apology tour of a lifetime.
I don't know where she goes from now. Like, how do you...
She didn't go anywhere. Here's what's fucked up. She doesn't get to do anything. What she gets to do is she gets to go back to being fucking white.
Yeah, there is no real punishment there.
No, she gets canceled. She goes back to her old fucking name and she is white again. That's the end of the story. That's what's bullshit. Again, this is not my culture that has been appropriated. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things where it's like, I've learned enough and I've been trying to be the best ally I can be. And one of the biggest problems with appropriation is just simply the fact that, like, whom we are appropriating don't get to just take it off. They don't get to just, like, fuck up and then go and go back to being the race that it is easier to be. So, or the race of more privilege, I should say. So, fuck you, Jessica Krug. You fucking dumpster fire. Yet again, another person that makes me ashamed to call myself trash.
Exactly. She's trash in the bad way, not in the fun way.
Mm-mm. Let's go on a lighter note. What are you hoarding this week?
I'm hoarding an HBO Max subscription, just in general, but two shows in particular, Lovecraft Country and the documentary about Nexium, The Vow.
Ooh, that's what I was going to talk about.
So I'll talk about Lovecraft Country then.
Yeah.
It's so good. I just finished we finished the third episode. The fourth one's coming out. You know, the first one was great. The second one kind of felt like a season finale. It was so intense. Wow. And then the third one kind of like threaded the loop and is setting the tone over again. And I'm so excited. It's so freaking good. Everybody should be watching it.
Ooh, I'll start that one. I got a promo for it yesterday when I was watching what I am hoarding, which is the HBO show The Vow, the docu-series about Nexium. And that it looked good from the promo. I fucking love a good cult documentary.
Oh, same. Me too.
There was a comfort when Trump got elected in kind of doing like a lot of research and like just watching a lot of documentaries on Scientology to like think to myself, the world is so crazy. I need to expose myself to something that I define to be a little bit crazier. And Scientology kind of fit that mold. And sorry if you're Scientologist and you listen. Are you allowed? I don't know. Maybe I don't know anything about you guys. But there's this Nexium. The way that the documentary sets it up, like by episode one, you're kind of like, oh, this doesn't seem so bad. And then all of a sudden it just like pops off in like the craziest way. They're on episode three, just came out yesterday. I have to stop watching it before I go to bed because it invades my dreams. Also, man, white people love cults.
White people love cults.
Oh my God, do they love a cult. I mean, I thought for the longest time, I was like, man, white people in the 70s, man, they like cults. But like Nexium just stopped like last year.
Because people were going to jail.
Yeah. So like current day, Trump's America, white people, they still fuck with cults.
Yeah. The MAGA mentality is a cult.
That's true. You're right. And white people love MAGA.
And I don't understand. I'm honestly surprised and feel very lucky that thus far, the only cult I've fallen prey to is improv.
Oh, sure. Yeah, same.
I dipped my toe into that cult, but I feel like I am recovering. I'm out of it now.
Is it a cult, though, or is it just like, is it just a big community that, trying to choose my words so it doesn't actually sound like a cult, a big community that people all just love each other, play make-em-ups. Yeah, I don't know. You're right. It might be a cult.
I've sank a lot of money into that cult.
So have I. Holy crap. Well, it's a fun cult.
It is a nice time.
It's fun to be funny.
There is something about being on stage with your friends that feels so comforting and just like alive. So I'll give improv that.
That's the same thing that they say in Nexium.
Oh, God.
Yeah, watch The Vow.
Cass, where can the people find you?
They can find me at Cass Cardenas on Instagram and Twitter. You can also find me every Tuesday night live on the Smodcast Network. And also we are podded. It's the Nooner podcast. So Smodcast or iTunes or fucking Stitcher, wherever you get podcasts, you'll be able to find Nooner.
Awesome.
We're 3 episodes into our radio play. And if you've missed any of the previous episodes, you can also go to the Nooner podcast Reddit page, and all 3 of the previous episodes of the radio play, Buzzsaw 2, This Again, Miami Nights, are all on the Reddit page.
Amazing.
Where do they find you, Erica?
I am at Iconic Erica Curry on Instagram and at Gilligal on Twitter. And you can find this podcast at Trashy Podcast on Instagram and Trashy Podcast 1 on Twitter. Yes, trashytrashypodcast@gmail.com. Email us why you are trashy this week. Email us trashy news stories that we'll cover on the show.
Yes, yes. We love when you guys do that. It helps us.
Helps us a lot. Cass?
Yeah, Erica.
Hey, stay garbage.
You stay garbage, my friend.
Bye.
Bye.